Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Nurse Judy Van Holsen with Marion County Public Health about the flu and the peak coming up in February. Judy, I know obviously February is a very big time for the flu. We see the peak here in February. We see a lot of cases in February. I guess when it comes to this time of year, why do you feel that this time of year really brings out the flu?
That's just the way it rolls. February, usually late January into February, the flu peaks. For what reason? Whether it's because it's colder out or maybe we're meeting up with more people and it's spreading more, I'm not sure. But it tends to slide down then into March, and by June, we're doing a lot better.
Now, when it comes to the flu, I know we talk about a lot about the flu shot. People need to get their flu shot. But for those who have possibly not gotten their flu shot or for some reason are against the flu shot, what are some things that they can do to try and keep themselves safe?
They need to wash those hands. 20 seconds, warm water and soap. That's twice through the Happy Birthday song, once through the ABC song, and wash those hands frequently. You also need to stay home when you're sick. Don't go in, because even it's just so easily communicable, and it can be deadly to the very young and the very old. And you know, you just don't want to be the one that gave it to them.
Now, when it comes to the very young, very old, say you're a nurse like you, or you're a teacher or someone like that who has to deal with the young or deal with the very old, what can you do not just to protect yourself but to protect others as well?
Get your flu vaccine. It takes 2 weeks to get in your system once you get it. You cannot get the flu from the flu vaccine. It's a dead virus. You can have side effects, and those side effects might last 2 days, but influenza, which is an upper respiratory virus that can lead to pneumonia and death, does not usually cause diarrhea or vomiting, and it lasts 7 to 10 days, sometimes up to 2 weeks long, and you just feel like you're dying. Your bones hurt, you're fatigued, you've got those respiratory signs and symptoms. So stay home when you're sick, get your flu shot, and wash those hands.
What do you say to people who say, when I get the flu shot, I get sick, so that's why I avoid it?
You can get side effects, and some of those side effects, you know, you could be achy the next day, you could be fatigued, you could have a headache for a couple days. But it's not the duration that influenza really is. Influenza usually lasts at least 10 days, if not 14, and it's a lot worse than those side effects. So once you get the side effects, the next year you might not have those side effects. So it's just a roll of the dice whether you're going to get those. I've never had, well, 1 year I did have a sore arm, but you know, I've been lucky, I guess.
Now, when it comes to it, I guess, you know, obviously, I know that you give the flu shot here, and a lot of people, you see it signs all over towns. It seems like the flu shot opportunities all over. But if someone wants to get it here or has to get it here, what exactly do they need to do to be able to get the flu shot?
They just need to call ahead of time and set up a time to make sure there's a nurse here, and that's at 641-828-2238. And, you know, we bill Medicaid. If you don't have insurance, the cost is $20, but we don't turn anyone away because they don't have money.
You know, I know there's a lot of, say, nervous Nellies or people out there that like to get their research in and like to know more information. So when it comes to the flu shot or just the flu in general, where can people find out more information?
CDC.gov, for sure. You can go to our website at marionph.org. And immunize.org is an awesome website for any kind of vaccination. They have the real information.
One last time, give me your best sales pitch as why someone should get the flu shot.
Because I don't want to get sick, and I don't want you to make me sick, so get your flu shot.
Thanks to Nurse Judy Van Holsen with Marion County Public Health for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.